October 8, 2014, I'm watching for Shabbat of Shogu Amazing.
We spent the last several Rashiurim discussing the rationale behind the Isser of Maaseh Shabbos. We spoke about both in terms of Jew doing Malach and Shabbos, as well as the non Jew doing Malach and Shabbos. Is it the same sugya, different sugya, Rashi, Tosfos? So now we try to get a little bit into the world of the Psak, namely, how do we paskin the Halach in terms of what are, in fact, the parameters of Maaseh Shabbos? As we saw, that there was a big machlokes at the Noyim, that everybody accepted Maaseh Shabbos, but how far it went. Did it apply to Bishogay, to Nezit, to somebody else, to you? Those were still up in the air. So there was really a three-way machlokes at the Noyim about this question, and a major question we showed him is how it's going to play out the Halacha. So if we take a look back to this on the second one of my Mekomos, so we can pick it up from Zimbabwe Kama and Alpha and Aleph. The Sujit appears both in Chulun and Zimbabwe Kama and Chapter and a lot of places. We'll just learn over here in Zimbabwe Kama and Alpha and Aleph. So it's in the second page of my Mekomos. The first little line is the Shechita. The Gemara begins in the middle of that line, it's not. It's about a little more than halfway down, and that's the Gemara Machom. It's not. Ashokhi v'Shabbos, you have the Kippurim, Abakishim v'Chai v'Nafshach, Tazik Sheira. That was the Mishnah we spoke about, how we originally got into the Sugya. So Amri Sovlak of Yochanan Sanna. Finally, the Gemara relates that the view of Yochanan Sanna. This time, we went to the following Mishnah. Amavashal v'Shabbos, the person cooks on Shabbos, v'Shogei Yochel v'Meitzel, Yochel v'Veri Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, if it's done v'Shogei, and then it's perfectly okay. Even if you cooked it, somebody else doesn't have it. Everything is put on Shabbos itself, as long as it was done b'shogeg. If you know, if you this is not b'shogeg yochum motzei Shabbos, it may be l'yochum olamus. If you disagree on 2 points, he says that if it was done b'shogeg, it's still a problem of motzei Shabbos, albeit not forever, but until motzei Shabbos. And if it was done b'neid, if it was done intentionally, then it's also forever. So this machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda, of course, is going to become extremely relevant for us, because 99.9% of that night, Shabbos are b'shogeg. Most people cook b'shabbos and they're not coming to ask their Shabbos. But most of the time, I find myself in somebody's house, or my own house, and somebody made a mistake, somebody goofed. They cooked something on Shabbos by mistake. They kneaded something on Shabbos by mistake. They grinded something. They might have been a malach on Shabbos, albeit b'shogeg, they didn't realize what they're doing also. So according to Rimei, it's supposed to look at Chilik Yirik, so there's no problem. And according to Rabbi, no, you have to wait until Matzah Shabbos, even though it was B'shogeg. That's the first important machlokes we have. Now we have a third opinion. Rabbi Yochanan Sadler Omer, B'shogeg Yochel Matzah Shabbos Lachem V'lo Lo, B'meizu Lo Yochel Olamis V'lo Lo Lachem. Rabbi Yochanan Sadler is a Gamrei, this is Chumri, he has Chumri, the Rabbi Chumri. He said that if it was done, B'shogeg, so that even Matzah Shabbos itself is not necessarily Matzah, it's going to remain also for the person who did it in the Yom Boed, above and beyond Meir, above and beyond Rabbi Yehuda. And when it comes to Nezid, then he says, forget it, that everything is off limits for you, for somebody else, Shabbos, so everything is also according to Yechum and Shabbos. So we have three different opinions in terms of the severity of this Isser of Maaseh Shabbos. Rabbi Meir is very, very lenient. Rabbi Meir says, B'shogeg, everything is okay. Rabbi Yehuda says, B'shogeg, not everything is okay, but it's not so bad. But even b'meizin, according to Yehuda, sometimes it's going to be mutter. And according to Yochanan Sadler, if it's done b'meizin, then there's nothing to negotiate, nothing to discuss. It's also the other side. So out of all three shittas, the Gemara spent the most time explaining the view of Rabbi Yochanan Sadler, because Rabbi Yochanan Sadler is the most extreme shittah, the most difficult to understand. Rabbi Yochanan Sadler says that if a guy cooks b'meizin, so then it's absolutely out of the question to ever, ever partake of this food. For you, for him, for on Shabbat, forget it. Also, the other one. So the Gemara says, where did this chumra come from? An unbelievable chumra, Maaseh Shabbos. My time of the Yochanan Sadler, where did this come from? Ki the darsh of Rechia Pischa de Benesia, it was based on the drush that Rabbi Chia gave. He gave the drush on the, in the doorstep, in the house of the Benesia, in the house of the Nasi. Ushmarit and Maaseh Shabbos, ki kodesh yivachem, maskodesh asa b'yachilat, Maaseh Shabbos asa b'yachilat. The only way to explain away such a stringency versus a Yochanan Sadler, the Maaseh Shabbos is also the Olam Vod for everybody. It has to be based on a pulse. It's got to be a Deraisa. So this is our first introduction to the idea that Maaseh Shabbos may be a problem in the Deraisa. So now, we've been assuming Maaseh Shabbos is only a Drabanan. We've explained away what the Drabanan is based on. either it's a kenas or it's but it should be nana for Maisa Shabbos, but we've never seen anybody who holds the Maisa Shabbos anything more than a Derabbanan. But now we begin to see it. Rabbi Chiya tells us, according to Rabbi Yochanan Sanda, I mean, we don't know yet who's asking this, right? But according to the view of Rabbi Yochanan Sanda, the Maisa Shabbos is in fact a Deraisa. If it's a Deraisa, what's the source for it? It's based on the comparison to Kodesh to Hekdesh, just as Hekdesh is also Bechila. So if the Maisa Shabbos is also Bechila, ask the Gemara, Ima Kodesh also Bano, if Maisa Shabbos also Bano, I might think, that just as Hekdesh, not only you're not allowed to eat Hekdesh, you're not allowed to use Hekdesh either, I might think that Maisa Shabbos is also about knowing you're not allowed to derive any benefit from it at all. No. The Pesach says, Shmat, the Shabbos, the Kodesh, Lachem, Lachem is a mafia, Lachem is telling me that you're allowed to use it for certain things, you're just not allowed to eat it. So the bottom line is, it's not exactly Hekdesh, it's similar, it's quasi Hekdesh, in the sense of you're not allowed to eat Maisa Shabbos, you're not Torah, but you are allowed to use it. Now, when Yechia continues, according to Yochanan Sanda, Yochanan Afilu B'Shogeg, I might think that the Yisra Deraisa Maisa Shabbat, according to Yochanan Sanda, is even B'Shogeg. Tamadol Mechal Lemos, you must be made in a Maisa Chavlo B'Shogeg, that the Deraisa Maisa Shabbat has only been made when the guy's not sure about Machal Shabbat. The guy did a Malacha B'Shogeg, you don't call him a Machal Shabbat. You're putting wrong with that Machal Shabbat. The phrase Machal Shabbat is reserved only for amazing. So what Rabbi does tell us, at least we understand the Yechon HaSav Hashita. He really is a tremendous machmir because he fundamentally disagrees with everybody else. He holds the Maisa Shabbos is a deraisa, and therefore the Meizin, the Maisa Shabbos really applies, then it's not negotiable. If it was done intentionally, you can't use it, he can't use it on Shabbos. But it's also the other Lord Yechila. That's a deraisa derived from these psukim. Apparently, nobody else accepts this view. Both of the men and Yehuda don't accept this view. Haraya, because they hold that even maybe sometimes it's mutter for somebody else at the Shabbos, what the details are. So it's only the most extreme view of Rabbi Yochanan Sanbar who says that the Shabbos is also under all circumstances the Meizid. Only he seems to subscribe to this idea of Maisa Shabbos being deraisa.
So what did he learn? What's his rest on behind the Shogeg then?
Oh, so Shogeg, he also buys into being derabbanan. It's also derabbanan. Yeah, so Chomer is derabbanan. But the deraisa, the Maisa Shabbos doesn't do amazing, even according to the biggest machmir in the world.
And it's just a
knas, I guess. Okay, the knas, they wrote the Meizid, different things, right? So now the Gemara skips about 300 years. Up to that, we were talking about Rabbi Chiya, the first generation of Aroi. Is explaining away what Rabbi Yochanan Sanda, the Tanna Sheet, is. And Adi Gemara jumps at the very end of the Ferdinand Gemara, Pligi Rav Acha Ravina. All of a sudden, 30 years later, there was a machlokes between Rav Acha and Ravina. Charam Amaisa Shabbos Deraisa. Charam Amaisa Shabbos Derabbanan. One opinion said that Amaisa Shabbos is Deraisa. And one said that Amaisa Shabbos is Derabbanan. The one who said that is Deraisa, based on what we said, based on the drasha of comparing Maisa Shabbos to Kodesh. The Mandiyama Derabbanan, the opinion that says Maisa Shabbos is Derabbanan, Amakra, Kodesh, he Kodesh ve Maisa of Kodesh. That's the drasha forget. The drasha indicates the opposite is true. Since the Torah says that Shabbos is Kodesh, the implication is Shabbos is very holy, but the food that was cooked on Shabbos isn't holy. And therefore, you're allowed to eat it with the Raisa. Therefore, any Yisra Maisa Shabbos, the worst will be the Rabbanan. So this is pretty much where the Sugya ends for our purposes. We have a Machlokes that's annoying, a clear Machlokes that's annoying about the details of Maisa Shabbos. We have a Yochanan ben Sa'asan who clearly subscribes to the view that Maisa Shabbos is above and beyond what everybody else thinks, which led us to believe that it's the Raisa. Now we have a Machlokes, Amarayim. Is in fact Maisa Shabbos the Raisa or is Maisa Shabbos the Rabbanan? The question becomes now, in terms of the world of Sas, we have to try to make sense of this halacha. And so, what direction is the Gemara going in? So, on the one hand, the Gemara spends a lot of time at Rabbi Yochanan Sanda, a little more than we would have expected at Rabbi Yochanan Sanda. And the Gemara kind of leaves us hanging in Machlokes or Lacha or Ravina. That isn't that Maisa Shabbos Deraisa or Maisa Shabbos Derabbanan.
Why doesn't the Gemara try to say it is the Machlokes?
Oh, you mean this Machlokes of Lacha and Ravina? We get to that in a second. There comes the riff. The next thing that comes, the three lines at the bottom, the Rif Masechah Shabbos, and you're not Zayin of an Aleph and not their Rif. So the Rif just quoted the whole Gemara that we just quoted now. The three lines at the bottom, the Rif says the Kaimalon, the Becholat Arakula, Ravach and Ravina, I'm not going to be a maker. We have a klal in Sakamach. Whenever there was machlokes Rav Acha and Ravina, we always follow the kula. We always follow the maker. The kula has many, many machlokesim. It's between Rav Acha and Ravina, and very often the Gemara never tells us who held which. We write a lot. For some reason, a lot of these machlokesim unidentified. Who is the machlok? Who is the maker? But the klal is we always go with kula. For whatever reason, this is the Sakamach. You always go with kula. Except for a handful of exceptions the Gemara gives. But basically, the rule is you always follow the maker. So comes the Rif and says, this sugya in Malkav is no different, and therefore we're going to follow the maker. What would that mean to follow the maker? Well, the machlokes Rav Acha and Ravina is a machlokes whether Ma'aseh Shabbos is there, right, or is there Rabbanan. Follow the maker would obviously be to knock it down towards the Rabbanan. Obviously, it's going to be more lenient if it's only the Rabbanan. So says the Rif, you see from here that we must conclude Ma'aseh Shabbos is the Rabbanan because we have this absolute cloud. This non-negotiable principle called Halacha Devi Ameika, whatever the Machlokes is, Rav Acha and Ravina, and we know they were arguing about the right of the Rabbanan, so the Psak must be that's the Rabbanan. So, not bad, so far so good, says the Rif. Now the Rif makes a jump. Ushmamina, there's the Rif based on what I just told you. Ushmamina, the Leisel of Rav Yechon HaSandler. You see, the Rav Yechon HaSandler is rejected. And the fact that we must paskin that, like the Shabbos is the Rabbanan, and Rabbi Yochanan Sadler must have held the Ma'aseh Shabbos as Bir Raik. So, as the Gemara seems to have said before, you see, for me, Rabbi Yochanan Sadler is no longer a viable Shita Lalacha. That's what the Rif said. So, the Rif was making a tremendous assumption. In those half a line, he made a tremendous assumption. The Rif was assuming that the, like, basically, speaks to this, that the Machlokes, the Machlokes between Rav Acha and Ravina, is Ma'aseh Shabbos D'oraisa, is Ma'aseh Shabbos D'rabbanan, is really a restating of the Machlokes of Yochanan Sadler and everybody else. Rabbi Yochanan Sadler was on the D'oraisa D'katim. The mayor reviewed everybody else was on the D'rabbanan D'katim. That was the Machlokes. Therefore, since the Rift just lined up the Shittas, well, since we just rejected Rav Acha or Ravina, whichever one it was, we shouldn't feel bad that we don't know the Gemara itself didn't know. We just rejected the Shittas that says Ma'aseh Shabbos is D'oraisa. And then by definition, we just rejected Rabbi Yochanan HaSadler. That's the Rift's assumption. So we're going to see in a moment whether that assumption is correct or not. But now, the Rift continues. So now we just figured out that we don't follow Rabbi Yochanan HaSadler. Now we're left with two possible viable options, either Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yehuda. Hilkach, says the Rift, Halachik Rabbi Yehuda, Yom HaMavash Rabbi Shabbos, B'Shel Yehuchim, Otsai Shabbos, Ben Lodin HaChem, Amazin, Otsai Shabbos HaChem, Lolo. Says the Rift, since we do not accept Rabbi Yochanan HaSadler, there's only one choice that's left, and that must be Rabbi Yehuda. We have to follow Rabbi Yehuda. Why was the Rift so sure that we have to follow Rabbi Yehuda? The answer is because we have another principle that appears in the Sanhedrin, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, look Rabbi Yehuda. The Sanhedrin already set up for us with the Pitzkei Halacha, the Klal Yitzchak, already determined the days of the Gemara. The Klal Yitzchak of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, look Rabbi Yehuda, that's also an absolute, just about an absolute. Once you've rejected Rabbi Yehuda, look, even Rabbi Yochanan Sadler would have been a still a viable sheet that would have thrown off our whole discussion. But we first reject the two-step, two process according to the Rift. First, we reject Rabbi Yochanan Sadler by saying he's on the sheet of Ma'aseh Shabbos D'oraisa, and that's already gone based on the cloud of Ravina Rav Acha, look at the Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochanan Sadler is no longer on the table. Next, we have to determine whether we follow Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yehuda. So we fall back on the one Amen, that is Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Lach Rabbi Yehuda. When all the dust settles, we pass in like the sheet of the middle view of Rabbi Yehuda. And if you do Chilul Shabbos and Mavash Shabbos Shabbos, B'shoye, you still have a problem. It's not a problem forever, but it's a problem. It's a problem Ad Motzei Shabbos. So that's going to spell a chumra for us, because although it's true the Rif didn't go to the extremes of following Yochanan Sadler, he doesn't follow Rabbi Meir either. He ends up right smack in the middle. And as such, it's going to mean L'maisa for us. At least if you follow the Rif, L'maisa, that's going to mean as follows. You're sitting in your own house and somebody makes a mistake. Somebody by mistake makes a cup of tea in Shabbos. Somebody by mistake, I don't know what they did. They did boyer, they did teicha, they did lasha. They did some kind of a lacha Shabbos. Mistake, the question didn't know what they were doing. They made a mistake, they didn't know they did. Well, halacha, according to the Rif, you can't eat that food. You have to wait until after Shabbos, even though it was b'shayyeh, because we passed in halacha like the view of Rabbi Yehuda. That's pretty much how the Rif comes to the conclusion. It's a two-step process. First, he rejects the Yochanan HaSadler, and then he rejects the Meir. So comes the Balamor.
If you go back to Rabbi Yehuda, was he the Omer B'shogeg Yochal Motzei Shabbos? How do we know what he says about a parent?
Okay, very good. Excellent. So the truth is that Rashi, on the street, goes through all the details to try to show you how the Gemara figured out who owes. The statement of the Tanakh sounds a little bit unclear. Rashi elaborates about how we get the conclusion where everybody really held about each possible scenario. Here comes the Malamor on this bottom of the Shabbos, on the next of the first part of the next of the Mamakamos, next page of Mamakamos. Comes the Malamor and takes the Rift test and both of these premises. Both stages of what led to the Rift Chakamacha, the Malamor says they're both not correct. It started on the bottom of the last page, it goes on to the top of the next page. The Hadika Poshet Arif, the Tuchta Ravach of Ravina, the Ravash of Shabbos, Leisa. So the first thing that the Rif said is that from the fact that Ravach and Ravina argue about Ma'aseh Shabbos with the Raisa of the Rabban, that's the proof positive that we reject the view of Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. So he says, forget it. It says about, well, that's not correct. Why? The lower Fleed Luba Ravina Ravach Ella Aliba the Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. Okay, before you break the regular Nairis, comes the Balamor and says, we totally misunderstood. I mean, we shouldn't feel bad. We, Steve, and we, the Riff, we shouldn't feel so bad that we totally misunderstood the relationship between the Machloikis Amaroyim and the Machloikis Atenoyim. The Riff thought that the Machloikis was really one and the same. Says the Balmor, it's not true. If you look at the Gemara, it seems very clear that the Machloikis, Ravida and Ravacha, was according to Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. That means, if you hold the view of Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, such as all the way, everyone knows, everybody's on, that was the Machloikis of Arayim, but all those Chumras of Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, they're right, I think the Chumras, or they're Rabbani, I think the Chumras. So the Machloikis of Arayim was a leave of Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. It wasn't the Machloikis, is Rabbi Yochanan Sandler right or is he wrong? Everybody's working with Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, and therefore, we have Arayim, we're just trying to figure out, according to his most Chumras of Yeshiva, is it their eyes, is it Rabbani? You want to turn around and say, but we always follow the Kula, with Rav Ach and Ravina, good, we follow the Kula. We follow the Kula, the conversion of Rav Yochanan Sandler. How does that play out for us in terms of Psach HaLocha? It could be that Rav Yochanan Sandler is very much a viable Shita. But yet, rather than rejecting Rav Yochanan Sandler, because he's on the wrong team, maybe for the fact that the Amoraim 300 years later was still talking about a Shita. Shita was so popular, they were still having Machlekes Alibud Rav Yochanan Sandler. That's an indication that maybe we should follow Rav Yochanan Sandler. So if anything, what the Rif took the Machlekes Ravach and Ravina and used it as a proof positive that Rav Yochanan Sandler is rejected. I want to argue, I'm not yet saying the Balamor, but one could argue that for the fact that the Amoraim Davka argued not whether Rav Yochanan Sandler is right or not, but assuming that he's right, how right is he? Is he right that Isis is right there? But just how far did he himself go? That's more of an indication that the correct conclusion should be, yeah, we do follow Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. Mishnah Paskin, La'alocha, like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. So although the Rif took the Machloket Amoraim Lekula, one could present it possibly as a chumrah. So we're expecting a big chumrah could be had in the Balamor. We're in the direction. We see it coming. If you have to see with the next line, if I was writing the Balamor, I'd write the next line to be. And therefore, we follow La'alocha Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. So the Balamor doesn't say that.
But how do we understand the position with saying
Rabbi Yochanan Sandler that it's Rabbanu? It's Rabbanu. They made a lot of chumras. Rabbanu. So chumra. No. That was the Machlekes that he had a poskim on. What? Rabbi Chiya was not Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. Rabbi Chiya was a early Amora commenting what he thought Rabbi Yochanan Sandler held. So now comes the Balamor when they're about to say. So you see the chumra. You can mamar see it coming. It's about to hit us. The chumra, we're going to follow Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. And then the Balamor makes an about face. It says the that says the Balamor. Vadavah shiroi l'smoch alav azeh. You want to know what the real halach is, says the Balamor? The real halach is, the Gassidim was said, Chulin Brek Aleph. At the end of the Sugya of Chulin, the Gemara goes into all the details of Shachim Shabbos, Yom Kippur, Rav Gat, the Sugya in the first place. The Gemara comes up with the following conclusion. Rav, ki modu l'tamidim, modu k'Rabbi Meir. Rav, when he would paskin for his tamidim, he would pass it like Rabbi Meir with unbelievable kula. That's where we wanted it to be. Rabbi Meir says that B'shar gives him, okay, so you come home, your wife cooks something for the mother's day, she forgot about Shabbos, she didn't know you know how to cook for Shabbos. So the Rav would tell us, don't worry about it. And he's okay, we follow Rabbi Meir. B'shar gives everything fine. But the Chidosh for Pirka, the Rav would give the shir in Shul, he would give it to the Malabatim, Torah's to Rabbi Yehuda. He would pass it like Rabbi Yehuda, which was the more machir. What the discrepancy? Well, it's very simple, Mishamami Aretz, because, as we were talking to the Tamid HaKham, we talked to the Yeshiva Bacharim, So they can understand that this is very deep Shabbos, so they're not going to go be Mechal Shabbos. When he's talking to Hamonam, you have to be much, much more careful. So therefore, he felt that we should be a little bit more machmir for the Olam and tell him to follow the view of Rabbi Yehuda. That way, hopefully, they'll be a little bit more careful with Mechal Shabbos. He's afraid he'll tell the Hamonam to follow the Ikra Din of Rabbi Meir, it's going to lead to Chil Shabbos. So says the Hamonam, that's the real halacha. Tell you, so that halacha, the smoke of Allah's up there. If you want to know, we should really follow the halacha. That's what we should really follow the halacha. Question is, what should we really follow? So should we assume that we are the Talmidim of Rav, or should we assume that we are the Malmach of Rav? That's a very, very tricky and touchy kind of question. The major machlokes in Rishon is where exactly we place ourselves. But I call upon him, the halacha says the Malmach more two things. He says, you can't just come say the halacha, thank Rav Yehuda, just like that, just like you have said. And number two, you don't. He's still not into Rabbi Yochanan Sanzer. Now, the mice said nobody accepts Rabbi Yochanan Sanzer. Whether we end up now back in Rabbi Yehuda's territory, or whether we have a right to extend ourselves and say we can even make a link for Rabbi Meir, that becomes a very, very questionable statement. So how should we paskin l'halacha? Based on everything we've been saying, how should we view this l'halacha, mice? So comes the Rabban, the long Rabban, I guess it was not printed out on the... It was a very, very long Rabban, so it could be that... Got lost in shuffle. The Ramban in the Luchavas Hashem makes a strong, strong plug that we should follow the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Why should we follow the view of Rabbi Yehuda? So says the Ramban, let's reanalyze that Gemara that was quoted for a moment. The Gemara that the Balamor just quoted. The Balamor quoted the Gemara that Rav says the Feirish that for the Talmidim we would paskin like Rabbi Meir, for the Balamakim we would paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So says the Ramban, what does that mean Rav really held in his heart and heart of hearts? What did he really hold? Obviously, he held like Rabbi Meir. If he would have really held like Rabbi Yehuda, you don't tell the Talmidim something that's really awesome. So whenever you have the situation that, well, it's Mutter, but that means the equal is the Mutter and the Bot is the Bot. So basically, Rav really paskin that look like Rabbi Meir. So he asks the Ramban, what rights did Rav have to paskin like Rabbi Meir and equal did? Doesn't the Gemara say Rabbi Yehuda? Is that a klal gadol in the set of Erevin? So comes the Ramban and says, it's a klal gadol, depending on who you ask. So comes the Ramban and says, you look carefully at that klal in the set of Erevin. That klal was said by Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is one of the authors of that klal. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Allah is Rabbi Yehuda. Rav is an Amorah. He was a contemporary of Rabbi Yochanan. He's entitled to his opinion. So comes the Ramban and says, it could be, very possible, that Rav disagrees with that klal. If Rav disagrees with that klal, then Rav is l'shitaso in Maseches Chulin. Rav said that we're still able to possibly make Rabbi Meir. Rav's allowed to pull out Rabbi Meir sheet out of that and say, oh, we follow Rabbi Meir, no problem, don't follow Irish Rabbi Yehuda, who cares? So says the Ramban, who cares? That's Rav who would say such a statement. But Rabbi Yochanan would never say such a statement. Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Meir of Rabbi Yehuda, Halachic and Rabbi Yehuda, end of discussion. Now, we push the question back in the world of Psach, the next generation, namely, so now we have a machlokes, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, whether we should follow Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yehuda. What do you do with that? And the Ramban, well, if you look at the Gemara at the end of the Erevin, at the end of the second Erevin, the Gemara says, Rav, Rabbi Yochanan, we always follow the Rabbi Yehuda, these call them the development days of the Amorahim, and the conclusion of the Gemara finally was, Rav, Rabbi Yochanan, so says the Ramban, that's going to put us back into trouble in terms of the food in the kitchen. Listen to this lumber. Your wife comes out of the kitchen and says, I have this delicious chicken I just cooked for you. Ooh, Shabbos, totally forgot about Shabbos. So what do you do? So according to Rabbi Meir, no problems, for sure you can eat it. According to Rav, you can eat it. Depends on where the type of chacham you are. If you're a Talmud of Rav, you can eat it. If you're a Balbos of Rav, you can't eat it. Comes to a man and says, I don't care who you are. Talmud, Balbos, anyway, you can't eat it. You know why? Because we don't pass like Rabbi Meir. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, Allah Rabbi Yehuda. So back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, trying to figure out what's the bottom line. Allah Rabbi, do we follow Rabbi Meir? Do we follow Rabbi Yehuda? Do we tell me to Rav? Do we follow Basra Rav? Rav Rabbi Yehuda? Do we have back and forth? Still can't figure out what the final Pesach Allah is. So the one thing the Rif told us was Rabbi Yehuda's time was rejected. Okay, that we know. That's already given for the last 1,500 years. Rabbi Yehuda's time is a little on the table. But whether Rabbi Meir is accepted, Rabbi Yehuda is accepted, so the Balamor says, we basically follow the parameters of Rav. You just have to figure out whether you're a Malabos or whether you're a Talmud. And according to the Ramban, it doesn't matter who you are, we follow Rabbi Yehuda. Then the Ramban takes the Balamor, the task at a second point. Comes the Ramban and says, even if the Balamor is right, we're going to play devil's advocate for a minute. Even if Balamor is right, that the Ikar did it like that, Rav's statement, depends on the Balamot and whether you're Talmidim. Then the Ramban, we're going to assume that we're the Talmidim of Rav. I mean, a little bit of an English over here. The Talmidim, you know, the Talmidim of Rav were Ahuna, Chizda, Yehuda, those are some of the people of Rav. Those are some of the people Rav was willing to be made for. Mishat HaChach and the wise men stuff in the kitchen. A regular guy, awesome. It's very nice that we're learning to sing about the Shabbos, but says that Ramban, he's not quite sure that we have the right to put ourselves into the category of the Talmidim of Rav yet. To which others respond, okay, you want to tell me that we're not Talmidim of Rav, we're like the Malamatim of Rav. Some of the girl and others would say, wait a second. Baruch Hashem, we're better than some of the Balamot and Rav. You know what some of the Balamot is? There's such a miraculous thing. Gemara tells a story that there's such a miraculous in the place where when Rav first came to Babel, Rav once arrived in Babel, and he heard two women who were talking to one another, and they were, quote unquote, from women. They were trying their best. They were trading recipes. He's sitting in the Gemara tells a story. He's getting in the market, and he has these two ladies who were supposedly from. They were trading recipes. What were the trading recipes about? One was saying, let me tell you this unbelievable food you should ever cook for Shabbos. Great, unbelievable. Here are the ingredients. You take some meat, and you take a cup of milk, and you cook it together. Not soy milk, not rice cream, not milk. And Rav said, what? He's listening to this conversation with these two, apparently part of the frum community. Said, meat and milk, they never reposed the whole. The mamish never reposed the whole. So Rav said, what? He said, a zava ratos. He said, he couldn't believe it. They were people, the mamish, nothing. They didn't know the 80s yet. I just said they were trading Shabbos recipes. I didn't even know they knew about Shabbos. They were nothing, Mamish knew nothing. So Rav came to Mavel, and he was Mamish out in the boonies in the middle of Wyoming, Mamish. And he heard this, but they didn't know Mamish in the 80s. He didn't know anything about Kashrus. So the one who said Rav had to teach him about Pecholov, and he explained that. So comes others and say, I mean, you know, the Mechilas covered the Tavis and Dalabatim of Rav, but not that bad, you know, a little bit. So we're not so good as the Malamatim of Rav. So this is a very, very touchy question. So who are we? If we put ourselves into the category of some of the Talmidim of Rav, the Rav Hudas and Rav Chisdas, we probably have to disagree with that. But the other hand, a little bit more knowledgeable than some of the people who live down in the boondocks that Rav was had to deal with. So we're still not quite sure where we place ourselves in terms of the Sugya. So we have the Balamor who's willing to give us a great kula. I mean, Ramban was very much opposed to this kula. He said that first of all, we thought the mikvah was going to make Rabbi Yehuda. And second of all, even according to Rav, the parameters of Balabatim versus Rabbi Chov, we're not quite sure where we fit in. And therefore, the Ramban says, we really shouldn't be making on this. Lamais, how do we pass him? All of us, how do we pass him? If we take a look at the next Imam Kamas, the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shidi Chesed Aleph, right? And the Vashal B'Shabbos, the punchline is of a shaygeg, also baba yom gam liachayrim. So comes the Shulchan Aruch and Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. He Paskins basically like the Riff, and he Paskins like the Ramban, like the Rambam, that we follow the view of Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore, even the shaygeg, you have a problem with the Motzei Shabbos. That's the first view of the Shulchan Aruch. Comes the Mishavur in the second Ramat Amos. In a Gemara, pligi beinin shayg yomayin. So says the Mishavur that in the Gemara there's a big machlokes. For Rameh, for Yehuda, the Daas of Shulchan Aruch, the Daas of Yehuda. Shekedus kima rifa Ram vagoyim. That's the view of the Rif and the Ram and the Ramban and the Goyim. But says the Mishavur, the Hagra is kima biyurom. The Shita is atosus for siyadam. The Gra agreed to the view of Tosfos in the Mabush, the real sheet of the Balmor as well. The Pasuk Krabi Meir, the Mezid also Beilob and Lechem of the Shas, was Shogig with the Gav Lo Biyah. That's the punchline most. Again, time to upset the Shas and not Mezid the Shogig. According to the view of the Rabbi Meir people, the Tosfos sheet of the Balmor sheet and the Gra sheet, it's Mutta Legamri, right away. According to the Gra, somebody by mistake cooked something for you on Shabbos, had the Gomer, you can eat it. You know, according to the Shas, had the Gomer. So now, we have a machlokes that has been spanning centuries. Started out as a machlokes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. It became a machlokes, perhaps in Rav and Rabbi Yechonon. It was a machlokes between the Balamor against the Ramban and Tosfos, Rambam. It's now a machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Gra. we're still waiting for a final answer. So comes the Mishnah Berurah and says like this. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if you're really stuck and you have to do Nekil, you can rely on the Shita of Balamor, the Shita of Meir, the Shas Achat, you can rely on it if it was B'Shayeg. When all the dust settles, how do we, with the big we, how do we pass in Halacha the Shaila? Depends where we are. Depends where the we are. Taisus, Balamor, Rif, Ramam, Ramban, Shavarot, Gura, Mishmur, a lot of different people have what to say about this topic. But at the end of the day, it all boils down to that original question, whether we follow the view of Rabbi Meir, whether we follow the view of Rabbi Yehuda. But so this is we finished the sentence, the first half of the sugya. Now, from Mitzvah to Yontif, we have to take everything that we know in terms of what the quote-unquote final Pesach HaMoch is and begin to extrapolate it to other scenarios. We've been focusing on Dishol B'Shabbos, the Shaykh B'Shabbos. What about other Malachas? What about the Rabbanon, other Shailas, other different cases that come up, which are perhaps even more common than the Dishol? Most people are not having Dishol Shabbos. Most people are having Shaykh B'Shabbos. But we have other possible Malachas in Yisurim. How is all this going to play out in terms of other areas of Hilchos Shabbos? Just how far we go in terms of potential consequences after the Malacha, after the Yisra, was already before. So the first half of the Sugya, in terms of the Stak Halacha, pretty much we have. We'll let you get beyond, but we'll continue the second half of the Sugya.
The final story, nothing clear, really is.
Yeah.